Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Spiritual Perceptions is about like-minded people who believe in God and want a close relationship with Him. This show will train you for discipleship. I asked of the Lord, "Lord, what am I to do with these radio shows?" Response: gifted people of mine to be disciples, some for healing, some for music, some for teaching, some for evangelism, and much, much more. So I welcome you all, my fellow disciples. I am Daisy, and my contact information is Daisy, and that's D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478, at Keen.com. There is no more Janet Thornburg at Facebook.com, which had a Daisy on Keen page. I recently went through hacking, and they emptied out my PayPal account and my bank account. And it's still an impending investigation, but it did create some chaos in my life. So right now the page is deactivated, and we'll see what happens later. We welcome callers and listeners to this show. Everyone is welcome. We're interested in your soul development and your spirit, not your ethnic background, your religious beliefs, or your gender, or your sexual orientation. These are not issues. Only your spirit and the Holy Spirit gets fed on this show. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And to get to a little cosmic weather, Jupiter is still in Scorpio, and this represents transformation on two levels, money and the right honey. Kind of why I named this show Money Honey, and we all need some. So this placement indicates breakthroughs, and there's also a little help for a change from Saturn, which is in a harmonious trine with Uranus in long-lasting transit. This will last for a while, which will bring sudden changes. It's bringing improvement instead of destruction. The moon is in Virgo, demanding precision and opening doors. Okay, people, precision comes from God. I'll do my best today, but it could be difficult. I wish to take a moment right now to remember our veterans on this Veterans Day. Father God, we pray for all the services given to this country by our veterans. We pray for our present military and all who serve. We ask for blessings upon all our wounded warriors in Jesus' name, and for their sacrifice and for all that they do for our country. We enjoy the benefits because of their commitment. So I'm glad we have a day to remember them, and I try to remember them in prayer all the time for our country and for our service people. Okay, for our little health tip for November, remember this is celebration time, so moderation, right? Who wants to hear that with all that good stuff? Just a little willingness. But our health tip for today is I want to talk to you about coenzyme Q10. The body naturally produces this vitamin-like nutrient, but levels decline with age. Numerous studies have shown that coenzyme Q10 supports heart health, including patients with chronic heart failure, CHF. Results from a new, more detailed study conducted at research centers throughout Europe and Asia reveal that a higher dose of coenzyme Q10 offers hope with those with CHF. In a two-year study, 420 patients with moderate to severe CHF were given 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 three times a day. Results showed that there was significant improvement. Only 15% of the patients in the group suffered any kind of cardiovascular event. A typical dosage of this is 1 to 200 milligrams daily. If you have any form of heart disease, consider increasing your dose to 300 milligrams, divided in three doses. And what it does, for your body and clinically shown, it helps support healthy blood sugar levels in diabetics, increases your energy, reduces high blood pressure, improves recovery from heart attacks, boosts vitality in seniors, offsets certain effects of cholesterol, lowering drugs, particularly statins, helps the body burn more fat during low-intensity exercise. And also, I have told a lot of my people that I talk to about Dr. Richard and Cindy Becker. They have a program called Your Health, and they are located at bioinnovations.net and have very high-quality supplements. Dr. Becker says that coenzyme Q10 actually eats the plaque on the brain that causes Alzheimer's. So, you know, usually what's good for your heart is good for your brain also. So that's our health tip for this month. I want everybody to enjoy the holidays and just think about being healthy. Well, our show today is about money, honey, and that's what makes the world go around. There is the lust of money and people that will do anything to get it. But the intention today here is for you to understand the real purpose of money and how it affects you as a Christian. Most importantly, you must know that it is your right and your inheritance as a child of God to be out of debt and to live debt-free. When you're not sure about your rights about something, you become passive in your pursuit of it. But we need to be bold, and we need to know that we are the seed of Abraham in Galatians 3:29, and what makes us joint heirs with him and also joint heirs with Jesus in Romans 8:17. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. As he is, so are we in this life, 1 John 4:17. Proverbs 13:22 says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous, and we're righteous by the blood and the belief in Jesus, not by our deeds. So I want you to start today and never look back. Realize that you are entitled, that it is your divine birthright to live in abundance. Jesus died on the cross to give you that, and so you have every right to it, and you need to have faith in that. You know, there are more scriptures on prosperity and finance than there is in healing in the Bible. And so our scripture today is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. The world, the stars, were made by the word of God. They were from things that weren't seen. Now, that's important. Remember, they were from things that weren't seen. God framed the world with precision, everything in its appropriate place. You can look at James 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Then on James chapter 3, verse 2 tells us that if we can control our tongue, we can control our body and our life. What does this have to do with money, honey? Everything. Remember in how you speak over yourself, you know, and we tend to look at our problems more than the solution. Instead of, now we need to release things off your heart. You do. You know, if you're having trouble with things, you need to seek out counseling. That's what gifted people are out there to do, is to help you with that. But remember, in Hebrews 11, God formed the world with his word by speaking it in, putting it into its appropriate positions. And also in James chapter 3 and verse 5 speaks about the power of the tongue. And Proverbs says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we need to speak really good affirmations over ourselves. You know, wisdom is the framework for everything, and understanding establishes it. And also in the book of James, it talked about the last days, which we're in now, that there would be religious groups that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of. And what they're denying the power of is the power of the tongue. Our tongue controls our destiny, whether we like it or not. It does. It creates, your tongue sets the course of your life. And what destroys marriages? Words. Words have the power to create or destroy. So we need to keep that in mind, and we need to start speaking good things over our life about money, good things. Now, like I said, there's more scriptures on prosperity than there are on healing. And there's 7,000 promises in the Bible, and you need to find one. And one I use particularly is Philippians 4:19, where it says, "Our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So we have to, it's hard. I mean, it's hard sometimes, you know. We have to start, even though you may not have enough right now, you need to start believing that you'll always have enough because of Philippians 4:19. Our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. When you actually begin to believe this scripture, you'll see things change. Okay, we'll take a little break here and start taking some calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd like to get over you.
Okay. All right, we're doing finances today, so I'm going to look at finances. And the way I'm doing this is with numerology today, and what I need is your month and day of your birthday. I don't need the year. I just need the month and the day.
January 21st.
Okay. You have individual karma related to money, but you're going to complete it. You're destined, 2018 will be a good year for you. You will reach a level where you feel comfortable about your finances. And with that, Jupiter has been affecting us all year, and with where it is now, it is affecting a breakthrough, a change. Things are not going to remain. You're going to be strengthened. Money matters are going to be good. You have some really good ideas. You've got some good ideas, and you will have more creative ideas as we move into 2018. Any questions?
No.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for calling us.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Daisy.
Good afternoon.
I would appreciate an overview. I'm doing well. How are you? I'm sorry to hear about the hacking on your account.
Oh, you know, I had this brilliant idea that I would do some advertising and on Facebook, and that's how it happened. It went through PayPal, and they accessed my bank account that way. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm waiting until they see what happens. You know, there's a lot of predators in the world, and there are a lot of predators. Okay, what is your month and day?
November 7th.
Okay. It hasn't been easy for you on a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
You had some real good testing. But that's going to end for you now. You're moving into a new phase in your life. All this hard stuff is going to be behind you. There's something you're trying to juggle right now financially, but it's going to change. And I have within a month a level, going a different level.
Okay. I just finished grad school, and I want to look for a new job in the beginning of the year. So, and I want to help my mom. You know, my mom struggles financially, so I want to be able to actually help. I mean, I'm in debt, of course, but still, I want to help her.
Well, we can get debt free. You know, we just have to start working on it, and
mm-hmm.
you need to have a very positive attitude. I took a course years ago, and it was given by our president, Donald Trump, but he was not running for president. This was way before, and he spoke about how we need more than one source of income. Sometimes you need different flows. But if you trust God, God can give you creative ideas, and he will prosper you. And we need to speak good things over ourselves. We need to know that, first of all, we need to know that we deserve it. Most people think they don't deserve it. And you have to fill your mind with the thought that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask. And he wants you to be prosperous.
Thank you.
So
thank you, Daisy.
Things are going to start improving. I think you're going to get a lead on something before the close of this year. I'm getting within a month.
Okay. Thank you. Always
okay.
A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. All right. Let's move right along here. Hello, you're on
hey.
The air.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
It's me.
Hi,
it's me.
Linda. Hi, Linda.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, many things. I'm wondering because my next door neighbor downstairs knows a real good malpractice lawyer about my shoulder. So I don't know how that's going to come out, but can you look at my finances? I'll give you February 16th.
Okay, you too. Yeah. Those seven.
I'm always struggling.
The 16th
I'm always
is a
struggling.
Seven. That shows a very spiritual person, and people, you know, the devil don't mess with what he's got in his hip pocket. He picks on the righteous. He picks on the elect. He picks on children of God. And you know, you have a lot of that. But, this 2018 is going to be a really good year for you. I really feel that I see some work here, maybe school.
I'm going to school to be a RN.
Good for you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. It's going to be a really good year for you. Something that this has nothing to do with money, but it's in your reading. Something that you've been very burdened about, I think, is going to come to an end here. I got good news here about your grandson.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank
good
you. God bless
up.
You. Yay.
God bless you, too.
Thank you
for calling and participating. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, you know, God wants us to have financial freedom. And like we said, you know, religion is in vain if you can't control your tongue. We deceive ourselves, and we have to be able to bridle it, which means control. And, you know, cause your words to go in the direction of blessing. In Ezekiel chapter 37, it talks about the valley of the dry bones. Well, why was that valley full of dry bones? There was people that couldn't get out. And there were no valleys in the Garden of Eden. The valleys were formed after the flood. So a valley metaphysically means depression. And this is typical that people can't get out of depression sometimes. It can be very, very deep and very difficult. But the Holy Spirit can get you out of it. And speaking affirmations over yourself will help to bring you out of that valley. And a lot of people, you know, need to realize that success or failure in life is created by how you think. Joshua 1:8 says, if we meditate in the word of God, he will make our way prosperous. And after I had this hacking and went through that chaotic thing, I was walking back up my driveway, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my spirit and said, many are the persecutions of the righteous, but the Lord gets us up. So he was telling me he's going to get me out of this. And that is unfolding. That is unfolding as we speak. So there is true success in the presence of God. If you look at Joseph, the life of Joseph, he was thrown into a pit by his brothers, sold into slavery, and yet the Lord was with him, so he became a successful man. Notice, though, his surroundings were terrible, and that can be that way. And, you know, our world looks that way sometimes, but yet he still became a successful man. He had bad breaks and was surrounded by bad people, yet he succeeded because he trusted in God and God was with him. And you need to say some really good things like, success follows me. I prosper in my soul and in my mind. My mind is filled with the riches of God, and therefore it spills over into every area of my life. I have little affirmations everywhere to remind me. And when you speak good things over your life, then good things are going to happen. Okay, we'll take another call here. Hello? You're on the air.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you.
Sorry.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello. Good. Okay, so my birth date is February 4th.
Okay. You're very logical minded, and you have a lot of natural common sense. But sometimes your logic, you know, your mind is so active. It's very active. And that you just pick up all the things related to what's going on. You just made a good change in your life, and where you're at's going to turn out to be very good. But even better than that, you're not only is your money improving, but you got the right honey.
Yay!
Yeah, that makes it good. The right honey and the right money makes everything good.
Exactly.
You have a lot to look forward to. I really feel that 2018 is going to be a difference. And I mean this in a positive way. You're going to lose your independence. And what I mean by that is being alone. You're going to have to share your life with somebody. It looks to me like you may very possibly make a commitment in 2018.
Oh, good.
And with both of you, it's very prosperous. You'll have the Midas touch together. Have you ever seen couples like that? They just, everything they do turns to gold. And that's what I feel is going to happen between you and your honey.
Oh, good. Nice.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. Yes.
Bless.
You too. Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. Sorry.
Hi, Vicki.
Want to know about, how are you?
I'm good.
Want to know about money and honey? My birthday is 5/12.
Money and honey, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's month and day?
5/12.
Whoa. Okay, that 12, you know, there's 12 disciples, 12 months in a year, 12 tribes of Israel. 12 is a completion number, okay? And you've come a long way. But you're coming out of, and you probably don't realize it right now, but you're going another level. You're going to go another level financially. You're going to experience a different whole work level, a difference in how people perceive you. And you're being prepared for the right honey and the right money.
Okay. You know where I'm
going. It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. It really does, considering the situation. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you know where I'll
meet
the honey? You know where I'll meet it?
Okay. There's a little. Okay, it's still. Okay. You're going to meet him. It's in the present line, so I'm going to say. I'm going to say that you're going to know about this person the first 10 days of December.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's
okay.
active. You probably know about him now, but it hasn't formulated. But you're definitely going to be active in December.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Yes, my birthday is 11/28. What do you see in my future?
Okay, 11/28.
Honey, or little honey.
Yeah, we're all after that honey today. Okay, you have a lot of relationship, a powerful.
Right.
Okay, there's two strong loves in your life, and that's coming across with your birth date, and two strong loves in your whole lifetime. So there's two very significant people. I don't know about the range in time. I'd have to do some study on that. But financially, you're moving into a different area.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with partnership. Now,
right.
It does. It has to do with partnership. And it has to do with working with somebody that's going to bring you up a level.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to be David or not. So.
It that takes place in the next 2 months. There will be a new beginning and a new choice and a lot of change.
Okay.
You're going to be very victorious in your love life and in your financial life. You know, those are the two areas, you know, that we need, I think, to be complete is we need to have our money and the right, you know, right relationships, whether it's one-on-one or if it's just really good friendships or really good home base, you know.
Right.
But you have a lot to look forward to. And you have a very strong guardian angel around you right now, too, trying to help you move in the direction that you need to go.
Okay. Could that be David in the next couple of weeks, maybe by the 1st of December?
Yes.
Okay. If I don't hear from him, before the end of the month or early next month, I should hear from him and things should start moving in the right direction.
I believe that. And keep in touch.
I will.
You know, I'm on Keen Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I'm having more. That's all right. I'm having trouble with my phone. I got to get a new phone because it's glitching with Keen right now, so I got to get a new phone. I'm hoping today my ex-husband helps me get one, so I'm hoping that will.
Okay.
All right.
So
love you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great. Whatever you have to tell me.
Okay. Month and day.
It is 8/26.
You should be rich already.
I'm late.
So the eighth month and the 26th day in 2018, you should definitely have financial improvement in 2018. You should reach a level of where you're comfortable.
That would be a nice change.
Well, just remember what I told you. All these planets that are pushing for change, and it's actually moving in that direction. I mean, it should have been here by now. I mean, there's something. I don't know if it's something that was created by action or thoughts, or that's all immaterial. Once we understand, okay. Now we're going to change it. We're going to think positive. You're going to feel like don't think small anymore. Don't think and tell yourself that you'll make wise and intelligent decisions, and that you'll never again be intimidated by any thoughts of failure. You're not, you know, keep your hopes up. And you could have been just beaten down or something. It could be anything that kept you. You're definitely destined to be have money. With all those eights.
Okay.
Had it already.
Well, I'm going to make it happen now then.
That's right. If you remember that our tongue sets your course of life. And if just tell yourself, you know, I do this one. I have this one on my refrigerator. I will never be broke another day in my life. And even with that chaotic thing that happened, I wasn't broke very long, I'll tell you. You know, I mean, I'm not back where I was, but it could have been a lot worse. And so you have to speak positive affirmations over yourself during times of trouble. Or when you're feeling, you know, remember the valley. The valley is depression, and there's the evil one would like nothing better than to keep us in a depressed state. So he'll create scenes. He's a master of illusion, and you just have to remember who you are, that you have a right, you have a divine right to prosperity. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Okay, let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
Teresa. How
hi,
are you?
Teresa. I'm good.
Birthday 224.
224.
Breakthrough. Yeah.
Oh, love life karma. That 24 is a 6. It breaks down to a 6. It shows two relationships that you, in your logical mind, you felt were right for you, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that you tried to convince yourself of that. And
mm-hmm.
until, you know, you are going through a transition right now. That 6 also has to do with mankind. And you're going to a period of where you're being, I want to say rebuilt. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but your body is being rebuilt. You're going to be taking on a new beginning. I show a period of time for that transition to happen, and then I show 2018. I'm going to say by right close to your birthday, you'll see a big
mm-hmm.
change in yourself financially.
Oh, good.
And I want
maybe
you to
in
use
him, maybe
this
in
one.
Him too. Do what?
Yeah. I want you to use this scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on that you shall not want. Because that, you know, God's abundance for us is nothing missing, nothing broken. That means nothing's missing. No money's missing.
Mm-hmm.
The right relationship is there. Nothing's
mm-hmm.
broken, including your body. When everybody left Egypt, there was not one person among that group that had infirmity. They were all physically, at any age, they were all physically fit. So you've got a little period of time here until about February
mm-hmm.
Of 2018 when things will really start happening for you. And just remember mm-hmm. that you're being, I want to say tuned up. I don't know
no,
what
yeah.
that's
that sounds
tuned
right.
up.
yeah.
And there's parts of times that you feel like you just can't hold it all together because this has really been a manifestation for you. But I want you to make a decision today that you can do all things. And this is a good scripture for you, too. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can't begin to tell you how many times I said that scripture when I had my 3 granddaughters and Selena, my daughter, and take care of them all at my age. But you know what? I did it.
Yeah.
by the grace of God,
made it
I
well.
Get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
Because I kept telling myself,
things.
I can do all things
mm-hmm.
through Christ.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Mm-hmm.
Who strengthens me? Yep.
That's right,
yep.
And
okay.
He will, too.
Okay,
okay thank
thanks.
You for calling.
Yeah.
God
blessing.
Bless.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we remember now that not only how we think affects our life, you know, everything begins with thought. And God is faithful. He never demands our faith beyond our experience with Him. He lays your life out with a series of things, which incidents, which must apply faith to get you through it. So, you know, Jesus told us in this world we'd have trouble, but to be of good faith. And faith is the substance for things hoped for, and it's not seen. You know, we act in faith when we call forth those things which be not as though they are. And that's exactly what the secret's based on. That the book, there are a lot of non-Christian people who use the principles of God's word and prosper. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in anything. But they know they believe in this process, and the process works for them. And so I want you to realize that, especially during this transit right now with Jupiter and Scorpio and these two planets that are long-lasting, I told you about Saturn and Uranus, they're not on the spanking end. They're on the actually edifying end. And this is a really good time now to speak the word over your life. You know, there's 6,000 promises or more in the Bible, and find one that fits your situation and keep speaking it over yourself. And as Bishop T.D. Jakes says, the word will work if you work it. You know, and remember this too. And I got, this is speaking of Joel Osteen. There's a champion in you, and that champion in you wants to live, and that's your spirit. And your spirit has everything that you need, all the money, the right situation, the right job, the right everything, and you access it through your faith. So I want to speak some things over your life right now that God's work declares that He desires above all things that you be in health so sickness doesn't come from Him. And He wants you to prosper as your soul prospers. And how does your soul prosper? By speaking the word, getting into the word. As we meditate on the word of God, it will bring prosperity into your life. That is a promise. Anyone that meditates on the word will prosper. That's in the Bible. So in Jesus' name today, I come against the spirit of debt and the spirit of poverty. I adjure these spirits and wicked spiritual forces behind it out of everyone's life, out of their homes, out of their families, out of every area of their life in Jesus' name. We command debt to be removed and cast into the sea, and we do not doubt but believe that things which we say right now will come to pass in Jesus' name. I want everybody to have a safe holiday, Thanksgiving coming up. And remember, the scripture tells us, no matter what's going on in our life, by all things, and by supplication and prayer with thanksgiving, remember that your prayer must have some thanksgiving. It find something to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head, a source of income, wonderful people like you to interact with, and I feel blessed. And Father God, we praise you for each and every person that called, and we know that you will touch their lives. And we pray for our country today and our world leaders, our military leaders. We pray for all of our military and all of our past military veterans, and we pray that you will, God bless America. In Jesus' name. I will let you know about next month's show. I am trying to bring a guest in. This hasn't been confirmed, but I'm thinking of bringing Julie back. She's a Chicago-based clinical psychologist. And because Christmas time is a time of depression when people are in deep valleys, and I think it will be a good time to do this. And I'm thinking of doing a show called Suffering in Silence. and to help people that don't want to talk about it but need to talk about it. So I'll let everybody know. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Bye now.